So I am speaking to
Nelson Mattis,
and you are
Vice President of Google Engineering in Europe.
Excellent. And Nelson, tell us a little bit about how you're going about things in Europe. You've got various R&D centres in Europe, haven't you? Some in Poland, some in Switzerland, Zurich. How is it all going out there?
It's actually really, really great. We have now over 1,000 engineers in 10 different research and development centres. They continue to expand, and as you saw here in the demos today, a lot of the technologies that Google are delivering is actually coming out of those offices.
And so you're in Poland, Switzerland. Where else are you?
We are in Dublin, London, Aarhus in Denmark, St. Petersburg, in Moscow in Russia, Stockholm in Sweden, Krakow in Poland, Munich, Zurich, Tel Aviv and Haifa.
Goodness me. And do you have, how are you interfacing with the various developer ecosystems around Europe? Outside, you know, third-party developers?
In addition to, let's say, being in the world looking and having abilities for the engineers to work very closely together, we interact quite a lot with the development community. We have developer days. We are highly engaged in the open source community. We bring some open source developers sometimes for events inside of Google where we talk about new developments in open sourcing. We also interact with standards organizations, and we also have a very strong university relations program, something that has dramatically intensified in Europe in the last couple of years as the offices became bigger, in which we work jointly with them in research topics. We bring professors for sabbatical within Google. We bring PhD and master students for internships, etc. So it's in the meantime a very strong network with academia, with government, with research institutions, with the developers, the whole ecosystem in Europe.
And how can you contribute more to the startup ecosystem? Is there a case of sucking people into Google and taking them to Silicon Valley, or are you? How do you feel that Europe can develop as a place for startups?
Well. Clearly, there is always value, I think, to send people to Mountain View to see Googleplex and how we actually interact. But that's not necessary anymore, given that a lot of the innovation that Google is producing is coming out of the European sites. This is, I think, what we can do is part of what we are doing in terms of investing in the developer community, creating tools for them to leverage better our products. The investment in cloud computing is a good example. The app engine, so that people can take advantage of our data centers to develop their applications, gadget competitions, the Android platform, Chrome. So really create the infrastructure as well as offering the computing power that we have as means for and native APIs to our products so that startups could take advantage of that and quickly innovate and bring something to market.
And what's the most exciting thing that you think is coming out of your labs in Europe at the moment?
Oh, that's difficult to say. You saw video chat. I think that's fantastic. Insights for search is really, really cool. Some of the features in maps, transit data and the walking, the path when people are walking in Google Maps is all developed here in Europe. Most of the mobile applications from Google are coming out of...
From Android?
Are actually being developed in the London office, right very close to here. So there is a ton.
Excellent. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.